And in this way, Agastya Rishi described the glories of Hanuman. Ram, Lakshman, and the monkey chiefs were amazed and delighted to hear all about them. And when the assembled rishis decided to go, Ram said, "Now that I have been installed as emperor, I want to perform many sacrifices for the welfare of the whole world. I request that you all return home so that the sacrifices may be performed under your supervision." Happily giving their consent, the rishis departed, and the next morning, awakened by the professional singers who recited his glories, Ram bathed and sat down to perform fire sacrifices. Thereafter, Ram visited the palace temple and proceeded to the royal court. Seated upon the royal throne and surrounded by his ministers, servants, and 20 of the monkey chiefs, Ram administered the state government in an exemplary manner. King Janaka was one of the many great kings who came to Ayodhya to attend Ram's coronation. After some time, Ram approached him. "My dear father-in-law, you should now return to your kingdom, Vidarbha, lest it become neglected. Bharata and Shatrughna will escort you there with a large army." Janaka consented, and Ram honored him with many valuable presentations. Janaka gave all the presents to his beloved daughter Sita, and then happily departed for his home. Ram then addressed his maternal uncle, the Kekai king Yudhajit. "Because your father is now very old, you too should return to your kingdom in order to take care of him, and Lakshman will accompany you with a large army." Yudhajit gave his consent, and after his departure, Ram bid farewell to his friend, the king of Kashi. Altogether, Ram bade farewell to 300 kings and princes who had come to Ayodhya to celebrate his coronation. After returning home, all these kings sent their escorts back with many valuable presentations for King Ram. And when he received all these gifts, Ram immediately gave them away to Sugriva, Vibhishan, and the other monkeys and rakshasas. One day, Ram took Hanuman and Angada upon his lap and then told Sugriva, "These two great heroes deserve every possible honor." Ram then took off the ornaments from his body and decorated Hanuman and Angada with them. The other monkey heroes were also present, and so Ram sweetly said to them, "You are not only my dear friends, but you are just like my brothers." And then Ram embraced all the monkeys and gave them various presents. All the monkeys remained in Ayodhya for more than 1 month, happily spending their time feasting and relishing the association of Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, due to their great love for Lord Ram, time passed so quickly that it seemed to the monkeys to be less than 1 hour. After the month had passed, Ram requested Sugriva to return to Kishkindya and Vibhishan to return to Lanka. At that time, Hanuman came before Ram and offered the following prayer, "O my Lord, may my devotion for you always remain steady, and may my love for you never become diverted towards anyone else. And in addition, may my life continue for as long as the narration of your transcendental pastimes is recited upon the earth. Indeed, only by hearing the recitation of the Ramayana will I be able to mitigate the unbearable pangs of separation from you." Ram then got down from his throne and while embracing Hanuman, he declared, "Your life shall continue for as long as the Ramayana is recited. Indeed, the Ramayana will be recited for as long as the earth continues to exist. My dear Hanuman, I shall never be able to repay you for the service you have rendered unto me. I will remain eternally indebted to you." Ram then took off the necklace of pearls and precious stones which decorated his chest and placed it around the neck of Hanuman. All the monkeys then jumped up and one by one bowed down to Lord Ram. Thereafter, Ram embraced Sugriva and Vibhishan, and the monkeys' eyes became filled with tears, their minds bewildered from ecstatic feelings of impending separation, and their speech became indistinct. Finally, the monkeys departed. Ram felt separation from his servants, but he was also happy that the heroes would be reunited with their families. Later that afternoon, Ram suddenly heard a voice from the sky. Looking up, he saw that the Pushpaka chariot was speaking to him. "My lord, I returned to Kuvera as you ordered. However, the Lord of Wealth told me that because you had conquered Ravana, now I rightfully belong to you. So I have been sent back by Kuvera to render service unto you. O Lord, please accept me without hesitation." Ram then worshipped the Pushpaka chariot with flowers, incense, and sandalwood paste, and then ordered him, "If I am ever in need of your service, you can appear to me when called for. But in the meantime, you are free to go wherever you please." And being so directed, the Pushpaka chariot departed to wander on his own. Sometime after this incident, Bharata came one day before Ram and began to glorify his rule of the kingdom. "Although little more than 1 month has passed since your coronation, there is already complete absence of disease, untimely death, and labor pains for women. The clouds are showering rain at the proper time, and all the people are in a joyous state of mind." Ram indeed felt great bliss listening to Bharata's words, for he understood that all living entities can attain the highest fulfillment of life in a God-conscious kingdom. The winter passed, and with the arrival of spring, Ram passed much of his time with Sita in the lovely palace gardens. During the day, Ram would dutifully carry out the state administration, and in the evenings, he would sit with Sita in the shade of a large Ashoka tree. Surrounding them, the Apsaras sang and danced among the flowering trees. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ram, and the Goddess of Fortune, Sita, passed each day enjoying newer and newer delights. Their pleasure in each other's association expanded unlimitedly.